At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, sign up for my instructional videos, and also find out information if you would like a golf lesson from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. That possibility now exists, and you can find out all the information right there. Would love to help you if you need some help with your golf game. Got a lot of great lessons that have been going on, and have thoroughly enjoyed coaching people and teaching people that, that say, Hank, I listen to your podcast all the time, and this was a bucket list to come take a lesson from you. And I tell you what, it's my bucket list to have to give you a lesson. So anyway, if you want information on that, go to HaneyUniversity.com. Tiger Woods had a big press conference at the Hero World Challenge. He went to a bunch of subjects, and I want to go through some of this press conference and give you my thoughts on what he said. First off, he withdrew from the Hero World Challenge because of plantar fasciitis. Bottom of his foot, said he was walking a lot on the beach, probably barefoot on the beach. Not sure if that's good for plantar fasciitis, but it came up and now he's got an issue, and that's not a good thing. Plantar fasciitis. It doesn't sound like much, but that's a bad thing. I have it, and it just like feels like it just keeps coming back. And once you flare it up, it just doesn't go away quick. Tiger says it's probably going to be a month or two of rest. Boy, first off, any amount of rest is hard for him. It's just not his deal. He says it's a balancing act right now. How hard do I push it to make progress while not pushing it too hard to go off the edge? And you set yourself back 2 or 3 days, and that's been a balancing act the whole year. That's what he said. He is not what you call good at that balancing act. I mean, he is great at golf. He is an incredible competitor. He's great at a lot of things. One thing he's not great at is that balancing act between How hard do I push, and when do I push too much? And my experience with Tiger was is that he would always push too much. So it's just, you know, if you tell him, you know, Tiger, you can do 50 of these, you know, he'll do 150. You tell him, you know, you can do this much weight, he'll do more than that. You know, it's just whatever it is, he will push the limit, because that's just how you get to be Tiger Woods, and that's who he is. And it's very difficult for him to balance. So I'm sure he's pushed to get to where he is, because a lot of people didn't think he'd ever walk again, let alone play golf. And it sounds like he can hit the ball great. Says he's shooting 5, 6, 7, 8 under, or 5, 6, 7 under, he said. 4, 5, 6, 7 when he's in a cart. And those are obviously good rounds. But he said it's the walking part. He says, I can hit all the shots. I can hit the golf ball. I can hit whatever shot you want. I love that. It's hard for me not to think, well, there was no signs of it this, you know, when you played last year, that you could hit all those shots, because you were hitting about 9 greens a round. He says he's hitting all his shots, and that's the way Tiger shapes a narrative. I talked about that the other day. That's how he shapes a narrative for the media, and then they will all write just what he said. Now, right, you know, he's hitting all the shots. He just can't walk. And then when he goes out there and competes in that little, you know, 84-yard hero shot at the Hero World Challenge with you know, 8 or 10 other players, and they're trying to hit this little target floating in the green out there at Albany in the Bahamas, and it's just a nothing deal. It doesn't mean anything. But, you know, he's not hitting the green from 84 yards. So obviously you're not hitting all the shots, because that 84 yard shot's giving you a little bit of trouble. And, but that's not what they'll write. You know, they'll write, oh, he's rusty. Like somebody, I saw that in one article. The guy's rusty. Like what the fuck is rusty? I mean, I never, ever in my life as a coach has rusty been an excuse. If you're signed up to go play in a tournament, and you've practiced before, and you think you're ready to go, there's no, hey, if I don't play good, I was rusty. What is rusty? That ball is the ball is not sitting there thinking, you know what, whoever's getting ready to hit me is rusty, so I'm going in the water right now. Or, you know what, that little Titleist is sitting there on the tee, and you know what that Titleist is thinking? This guy that's swinging is rusty. I'm going out of bounds right now. No. That's not the way it works. Here's how it works. The ball does whatever the club does to it. Okay? That the club hitting the ball determines where the ball goes. The impact conditions determine where the golf ball goes. It doesn't go in bad places because you're rusty. What does that mean? Rusty. Oh, he's just rusty. Rusty? Rusty? From 84 yards, you're rusty? When I listen to and read stuff that these idiots in the golf media write, it's comical. And these guys cover this. They follow this. And they think they're actually writing something that like, They've really, oh, this is a brilliant thing I'm writing right here. Oh, he's just a little rusty. My God. I mean, just, you know, he just got done telling you he can hit every, he just got done telling you 2 minutes ago he can hit every single shot. 2 minutes ago, he said, I can hit every shot. It's not a problem. Any shot you want, I can hit. Well, let's just see this 84-yard one then right now. And where's it? It is what it is. I mean, it's just the 84-yard one went in the water. I thought you could hit every shot. Well, everyone except the 84 or what? Jeez, I mean, come on. It's unbelievable what people write. It's just incredible. All right, further on to the press conference, okay? Tiger was all over the LIV. Interesting stuff there. You know, his big deal, you know, animosity on both sides. I don't think, we're going to get this thing. Anything's going to happen unless they get rid of their lawsuits, and then they could sit down and talk. And he also said, you know, there's no way anybody's going to talk unless Greg Norman goes. Greg has to go. Well, And Rory said the same thing a couple weeks ago. So Rory and Tiger are, you know, are buddies now. So they're partners on this indoor golf thing they're doing, and they're in the match, and you know they live down there near one another, and they're all buddy buddy, and so they're, you know, whatever one of them says, the other one's going to say. Yeah, so their deal is, you know, Greg needs to go. I mean, Rory's not going to say Greg needs to go, and Tiger's going to say Greg needs to stay. And Tiger's not going to say Greg needs to go, and Rory's going to say no, Greg needs to stay. It's not going to happen, okay? So one says one thing, and of course the media writes, echoing Rory McIlroy's comments. Well, of course he did. And you know who else is going to echo it? Justin Thomas is going to echo it too, because they're all buddy-buddy, and they all look up to Tiger, and they're going to say whatever Tiger says. So it's three opinions, but it's really one opinion, because it's whatever. And you know what? You got to consider the source a little bit. Tiger Woods cannot stand Greg Norman. It's just, it goes back a long way. He hates Greg Norman. I'm not defending Greg Norman. I'm not saying Greg Norman's the greatest guy in the world. You know, I know Greg Norman. I know, you know, and I think he's done a heck of a job with the LIV tour. He says a lot of stuff to me that I think makes sense. I think he's done an incredible job of getting that going, considering the uphill battle he was and the headwinds that he was fighting. It's been unbelievable what a job he's done. But I'm just saying, consider the source. Tiger does not like Greg Norman, period. And, you know, it just goes back a long way. And, you know, that's the fact. So Greg needs to leave, and then we can hopefully the two sides can kind of start talking again. So it's all Greg that's causing this. Like, he's the whole problem with this whole thing. What about the PGA Tour guy? What about him? Does he stay? I mean, you know, he stays, but Greg leaves, and what you know, maybe that's what'll happen. Who knows? You know, obviously there's a problem that these players have, or some of them have, with Greg Norman. Like, the players on LIV Tour seem to really like Greg Norman. But maybe they're just saying that because Greg Norman, you know, was the one that wrote him a big check. I don't know. I do know this. Tiger does not like Greg Norman. Rory McIlroy does not like Greg Norman. And, you know, whether that, you know, is ever going to change on the LIV Tour, who knows? You know, I mean, nothing's forever. I'm sure sooner or later something will change. But that's Tiger's view on it. All right. So what else did he have to say? Okay, he's talking about LIV Tour. He says the tour can't compete dollar for dollar with the Saudi public investment fund. He said they have an endless pit of money. Well, I mean, is that a bad thing for golf? Is that a bad, you know, is it the tour's playing for more money? 50 players or 48 players that are good players either on the PGA Tour or the European Tour went to LIV Golf, so it opened up 48 players playing spots, if not more, because they got a few backup players on LIV Golf. So they opened up, you know, 50 some spots for players on the PGA Tour or the European Tour. More money for everybody. PGA Tour all of a sudden is up their purses, and they, you know, it's like it's some bad thing that there's an endless pit of money where you should, I mean, shouldn't the logic be, I'm a professional golfer, and man, this is great because this has raised everybody's net worth is what it's done. I mean, all this money, I mean, Tiger got $15 million for PIP, for the, you know, popularity contest thing on the PGA Tour. He got $15 million for that this last year. Well, where did that all of a sudden come from? That came from the fact that they're trying to do something to take care of better known players. And now they're going to have all these elevated tournaments with $20 million purses. So the endless pit of money backing the LIV has been good for the PGA Tour too. And this is where I don't understand all this crazy animosity, because it's been good. It's been really good. Now, Tiger talked about the, you know, LIVers have, you know, kind of foregone a little bit of their potential for legacy because, you know, now they maybe aren't going to get to play in majors. Well, the ones that have qualified are going to play. Dustin Johnson's qualified. He's going to play. He's a past champion at the Masters, a past champion at the U.S. Open. He's going to play. Cameron Smith's going to play. He just won the Open Championship. We've got 5-year exemptions into all these tournaments. So some guys that were going to qualify through the top 50 are not going to get to play. Tiger says, you know, where does your legacy stand? He said, when I went on tour and I made a lot of money, but I never got to win any tournaments that are of value that put me in the Hall of Fame and things of that nature. He's talking about, if you go to live tour and you win tournaments that in his mind don't mean anything because they don't put you in the Hall of Fame. How many players are going to make the Hall of Fame, really? And how many players you think on tour realistically are thinking, I'm going to make the Hall of Fame? I mean, or are they thinking, you know what? What's the first thing you want to do when you get on tour? I can tell you what the first thing you want to do when you get on tour because I taught on tour for 35 years. I taught over 200 tour pros. And I know what they think. I want to make enough money to support myself and my family, and I want to be able to stay on the PGA Tour. That's what they want to do. There ain't nobody out there thinking from day one, I'm going to make it to the Hall of Fame. I got to win all these tournaments. They are out there trying to make a living. The legacy part, how many players are going to win a major? I mean, all these players that, you know, oh, the guy's not going to get to play in a major. I don't think that's motivating these players. I really don't, because I don't think they think they're going to win a major anyways. I think they'd like to win a major. I think they know for sure they're not going to win a major if they don't play in one. Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think they'd love to win a major, but I don't think they're thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to win a major. I can't give up playing in a major because I'm going to win a major. You know what? You've got 25 million, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million, whatever it is they're offering you on this live tour, okay? And you're thinking, you know what? This is a sure thing right now. If I play on this tour, I can make a bunch of money because they're playing for a bunch of money. And my chances of, you know, pulling a rabbit out, talk about catching lightning in a bottle. Catching lightning in a bottle is 90% of the PGA Tour, 90% of the DP World Tour, 90% of any tour. Catching lightning in a bottle is one of those guys ever winning a major championship. Okay, double catching lightning in a bottle is making it to the Hall of Fame, because to make it to the Hall of Fame, you got to win two majors or at least one in 18 tournaments or something, or 15 tournaments on the PGA Tour. And how many guys are going to do that? So the first thing you better take care of is you better take care of your financial future. That's what you better do. And you know what? It's the same thing in every single sport. Every single sport, they can talk about, you know, oh, this guy's not, sign him for less so he can have on a better team. Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, Tom Brady signed for less so he could be on a better team. Yeah, and then he just signed a contract for, what, $300 million when he gets done playing to work for Fox or whoever he's going to work for. And, you know, Michael Jordan played for less. Yeah. And he sure did. And he has all the Jordan brand and, you know, he's worth billions. So he had it set up a different way, but those are the two of the greatest ever. They're the greatest ever in their sports. And you can't compare that to just a average guy on the PGA Tour. It just doesn't work like that. And these guys that talk about how, you know, it's all about the money for those guys. And I'm like, you know, where's their legacy? You know, take care of your financial future first. I mean, then start worrying about the legacy. When do guys worry about the legacy? Once they know they've got the financial future. I love the contradictory statements. It's something that I just, the hypocrisy, the contradictory statements, it's something that it's like crazy. I was talking to one of my tour friends the other day. PGA Tour player, and he told me, you know what, Tiger, you know, how about when Tiger said, because it's another thing he said, you know, where's your incentive to practice when you sign a big contract with LIV Golf? Well, and Pat Perez commented on this too, okay, but he wasn't the one I was talking to. I was talking to somebody else, and he goes, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The day Tiger turned pro, he signed a big, huge contract with Nike. He never had to worry about a thing. If Tiger shot 80 every round of his life, he would have been taken care of. And for the rest of his career, he'd have been taken care of. But where was the incentive? Because he wanted to win. He wanted to be great. I don't see it. That's a stupid statement. I mean, you should just stop beating on that horse, because I'm telling you, it's not true and it's not accurate. These guys on the LIV Tour have practiced as hard as some of them have ever practiced in their life. I know that for a fact. So that's just not a real good argument. It just isn't. And you know, I keep hearing it all the time, but it's just not accurate. So Tiger said he had a couple surgeries. He wouldn't elaborate on those, but he, you know, he talked again about how he's, you know, he's just hoping to play four tournaments and you know, four tournaments, the majors, and maybe one or two others. And I think, you know, that's pretty much where you know he's. He's going, and you know, he's become more of a spokesman for the game of golf. Him and Rory McIlroy, like, they've kind of taken it upon themselves, and they're you know, they're really, really, you know, into one another, and they're both into that same thing. Like, you know, Tiger was talking about Rory, and he said what Rory has said and done are what leaders do. Rory is a true leader out here on tour. The fact that he can actually be able to get the things he set out in the public eye, be so clear-minded with it and so eloquent with it, meanwhile, go out there and win golf tournaments on top of that, people have no idea how hard that is to do and to be able to separate those two things. And I think that is true. I mean, it is very, very difficult to separate those two things. A lot of people, I get messages from a lot of people. They say, why is Rory McIlroy talk so much? When did he become the, you know, like somebody sent me a message the other day. He said, who made him the spokesman for golf? He's just a kid, you know, that only repeats what the establishment tells him. This is what people say. You know, I didn't say this. Somebody sent me this email. Amazes me that no one talks about the fact that he started on the European Tour and then he left for more money on the American PGA Tour. And then he left his home country. He doesn't live there. He lives in Florida. But he plays for the Ryder Cup, you know, for the Euros. Well, I mean, if you're that loyal and it's not about the money, then just go play in Europe and, you know, don't live. It's just it's a little contradictory, you know. And I mean, Rory has the big contracts. He's got the, you know, the huge contracts that, you know, 100 million, whatever, and with, you know, with whoever, and 200 million, whatever it is. I mean, it's a big number. He makes, you know, you know what? All these guys that, you know, talk about this LIV Golf thing, and it's all about the money. It's all about the money for all of these guys. They're always, that's what it is. It's all the same thing. You know, I mean, if you don't think, I was talking to this friend of mine, this PGA Tour player I was talking about, he said, it's funny. He says, there, some of these guys that are out dogging the LIV Golf Tour. Okay. Some of the biggest guys that speak up again about the LIV Golf Tour, you know who they are. These big guys that speak up about it, and they're against it, and they say all negative things about it. He said, they're the same guys that had a number out there. Like, I know for a fact that there's one player that's really vocal about the LIV Golf and how bad it is, and you shouldn't be playing, and LIV Golf golfers shouldn't play in any PGA Tour events or any European Tour events. And he says all this, and the same, and talks about how bad LIV Golf is and everything else. That same guy, you know, threw a number out there, $55 million, and LIV Golf didn't answer it. They said, no, we're not paying you $55 million. That's too much. And next thing you know, the guy's like, you know, dogging LIV Golf every chance he gets. And meanwhile, playing for more money on the PGA Tour. So it's just, I know these things. See? But when people are, you know, like on Twitter or wherever, and they're saying, you know, they act like I don't know these things. I know what happened. I know that guy that's saying all those negative things. That guy got, you know, he asked for a certain amount and they wouldn't match it. So now he says it's terrible and I'd never do it. He'd never do it because they didn't come to your price. And if you don't think that every one of these PGA Tour players and every agent hasn't worked out the same thing, you're out of your mind. Every single one of them is thinking, okay, if we take the LIV Golf Tour offer, it's for this much money, and we can make this much money on LIV Golf per year playing, and that will equal X amount of dollars, you know, pick a number. And then they think, well, okay, and what if we stay on the PGA Tour? If we stay on the PGA Tour, the purses are going up, the PIP money's going up, the no-cut tournaments are going up, the fields are getting less. We can make, for sure, just playing like we've been playing, we can make this much money. And they look at those two numbers and they say, okay, what's the risk? Well, if we go to LIV, we're going to catch a wrath of shit. That's a negative. If some players don't care. Dustin Johnson, he doesn't give a crap what anybody says. Brooks Koepka, he couldn't care less what anybody says. They're going to do, you know, DeChambeau, they don't care. Say whatever you want. They're going to go. They're going to do their own. Patrick Reed, you think he cares what anybody says? I mean, they're going to do what anybody. You know, they don't care. They're going to do what they want to do. They're not going to do what other people want them to do. They don't care. So, but every agent, every player is doing the same thing. They're figuring, okay, what do we make if we stay? What do we make if we go? Tommy, if you don't think that's the case, you're crazy. They're all doing it. What do we make if we stay? What do we make if we go? If we go to LIV Golf, what if they go under? What if they go under and we're stuck? We can't even get back. And obviously, that's why it appeals to guys that are, you know, 35 to 40 years old, you know, because they're going to get a big number. Their money's been going down on the PGA Tour. They're getting a big number. And now it's kind of evident to people that, you know what, LIV Golf is not going to go away in a year. Okay. They're, you know, I mean, if things go bad for it, you know, real bad, you know, maybe it's still going to last a few more years. And now I don't think it's going away at all, but, you know, this is what the agents are thinking. What chance are we taking? What if this goes belly up? We got no place to go back to. And, you know, but the players are saying, well, you know what, at least I'll have this much money. And then, you know, hopefully things will work out and maybe I will have a place to go back to. But if I don't have a place to go back to, I'll just ride off into the sunset with my, you know, bag full of cash. And this is the way that every single player, you know, pretty much, not 100%, but I would tell you most players, the vast majority have approached this whole deal. They thought, okay, what can we get? What's the risk? And, you know, what do we get if we stay? And then as the PGA Tour has bumped their numbers up, that's why they did it. Come on. It's why they bumped their numbers up. They bumped up their purses. They cut their fields down. They appeased the top players. Why? Because they're closing the gap between what they would make on LIV Tour for sure and what they could make on the PGA Tour, and trying to get those numbers to be closer to one another so that the players don't defect, so that they don't go. I mean, come on, that's the way that's why they're doing what they're doing. And, you know, maybe it's working. I'm sure it has worked to some extent. And, you know, guys that are staying are doing great. You know, the John Rahms, the Justin Thomases, the Jordan Spieths, I mean, they're all doing great. Rory McIlroy's doing really great, making a ton of money. These guys are doing great, and the guys that have left are doing great. And you know what? That's why I say it's good for everybody. That's the thing. But it keeps going on and on. They keep talking about it. It keeps giving me things to talk about. Because this is, you know what, this is the number one topic. And, you know, people can say or think whatever they want, but it's going to be the number one topic, and it's just going to keep being the number one topic. And until, you know, we get some real golf going, like, you know, like the Masters. But I'll tell you what, I'm anxious to see what's the next thing I want to see in golf. Am I more anxious to see who the next people are to go to LIV Golf, or am I more anxious to see who wins the Century Tournament of Champions on the PGA Tour? I don't know, but I'm kind of anxious to see who goes to LIV Golf. It just kind of keeps becoming the top story. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcast, so you keep getting the podcast. And go to voodoopainrelief.com if you've got the arthritis pain. If you got the plantar fasciitis, it works on that great too. When I had my ruptured plantar fasciitis, I was back walking in like days and golfing and playing pickleball within like a few days. It was actually incredible. I wish I could show you the picture. I had my foot was like swollen like a balloon. I put my Voodoo Pain Relief cream on there, and in 24 hours, actually not that, 12 hours, no, all the swelling had gone down, and it was like absolutely. I show the people that picture. So if you've got joint pain, muscle soreness, or arthritis pain, the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream will do miracles for you. Try it. You can try it for free. 2 week supply. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Kinney Podcast.